One day Joseph was told that his father was ill, so he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, and went to his father's bedside. Israel was now 147 years old. When he heard that Joseph had come, he rallied his strength and sat up on the bed. As he was nearly blind, he did not recognize his grandsons. When Joseph told him they were the two sons God had given him, Israel said, "Bring them near, so that I may bless them." Then he told Joseph that he was going to count Ephraim and Manasseh as his own sons, to make them his heirs. "They will be reckoned as mine," he said, "just as Reuben and Simeon are mine." This act of adoption promoted Jacob's two grandsons and made them heads of tribes, giving Joseph, their father, a double portion of the inheritance through his two sons. Jacob kissed his two grandsons, and crossing his arms, he put his right hand on the head of the younger boy, and his left hand on that of the elder. And he blessed them in the name of the God of his fathers. When Joseph saw that his father had placed his right hand on Ephraim's head, he tried to move it. "Put your right hand here," he said. "This is the firstborn." "I know, my son, I know," his father answered. "He too will become great, but his younger brother will be greater than he." And when he blessed them, he put Ephraim before Manasseh. This prophecy was accomplished in the history of Israel. The tribe of Ephraim was the larger and more influential of the two. Then Jacob called for all his sons, so that he could give them a last blessing. It was, in fact, a prophetic testament, announcing in a general way what the future of each tribe would be. The first three sons, Reuben, Simeon, and Levi, were deprived of the birthright because of crimes committed in the past. This privilege went to the fourth son, Judah. The penalties pronounced by Jacob against his three eldest sons were carried into effect in history. The tribe of Reuben never had the preeminence, and the tribes of Simeon and Levi were dispersed in Israel. However, for Levi, the curse of being scattered was turned into a blessing, as the Levites later received the priesthood. This privilege was conferred on the tribe of Levi in Moses' time as a reward for their loyalty to God when the nation committed the sin of idolatry with the golden calf. The longest and most beautiful prophecies were for Judah and Joseph, but Judah's was the most important. Judah received the blessing and the preeminence that went with the birthright. Judah would become, through King David, the royal tribe, from which came the long line of Messiah's kingly ancestors. Jacob's prophecy announced that Jesus Christ would come from this tribe. "Judah, your brothers will praise you," said the patriarch. "Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies, and the scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until Shiloh comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the nations is his." Shiloh is a messianic title, and one of the names of the glorified Lord in heaven is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. When he had finished his prophetic blessing, the old patriarch expressed his wish to be buried in Canaan, in the family tomb. There, he said, Abraham and his wife Sarah were buried. There Isaac and Rebekah were buried, and there I buried Leah. Then he drew his feet up into the bed and breathed his last. Joseph wept over his father and kissed him. Then he told the physicians to embalm his father's body. This required 40 days, and the Egyptians mourned for Jacob 70 days. Then Joseph received Pharaoh's permission to bury his father in his native land. When the days of mourning were over, Joseph set out for Canaan with his brothers and their households, and a great number of Egyptian court officials, as well as an escort of chariots and horsemen. A solemn ceremony was held near the Jordan, when a 7-day period of mourning was observed. When the Canaanites saw this impressive funeral service, they said, "This is a grievous mourning for the Egyptians." After burying his father in the cave of Machpelah near Mamre, Joseph and all who accompanied him returned to Egypt. But his brothers were uneasy, wondering if they would be punished by Joseph, now that their father was dead, for having sold him as a slave when he was young. So they threw themselves down before him to ask forgiveness. With tears in his eyes, Joseph replied, Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, so as to save many lives. Fear not, I will provide for you and your children." So Joseph stayed in Egypt along with his father's family. Before he died at the age of 110, he made his brothers swear to bury him in the land of Canaan. "God will surely take you up out of this land to the land of promise," he said. "Then you must carry my bones up from this place to bury them in Canaan." When he died, Joseph's body was embalmed and placed in a coffin in Egypt. Next episode, the Book of Exodus.